The theory of evolution bases the development of living things on a struggle for survival that exists in nature. According to the founder of the theory, Charles Darwin, there is a ruthless fight for survival and permanent conflict in nature. The strong invariably eliminate the weak, and progress is only possible in this way. Darwinism longs for a world in which human beings live and behave like animals. When this Darwinist law of the jungle is applied to society's conflict and war between races and nations are inevitable. War, killing, mass murder, and barbarity in many parts of the world assumed a scientific guise, and the 20th century was one of pain and ruthlessness. Darwin's writings about the protection of favored races, and especially the unscientific claims in his book, The Descent of Man, supported the German error of the superiority of the alleged Aryan race and the British idea of the superiority of the Anglo-Saxons. The mass murder of approximately 40 million people by the Nazis and their racially driven program and of systematic genocide during the Second World War, former apartheid system in South Africa, and the racial discrimination against black people in the USA and the Aboriginal peoples in Australia all drew strength from the support that Darwinism supposedly provided for racism. How can those who say these ideologies are things of the past or there is no longer any need to tell people of the invalidity of the theory of evolution ignore the fact that in Rwanda in 1994 some 800,000 Hutus and Tutsis died in 100 days as a result of skull-based racism? The roots of the Rwandan genocide go back to the Belgian colonization of the country in the wake of World War I. It was claimed in those days, on the supposed scientific basis of Darwin's theory of evolution, that the people living in the region of Rwanda were an immediate race between the Aryan race and Negroes, who were regarded as an inferior race. The skull measurements were taken, common linguistic, traditional, and ethnic similarities between the Rwandan Hutus and Tutsis were ignored, and an artificial policy of racial discrimination was followed. In order to foment the racial discrimination, Belgian administrators enforced ethnic identity cards and gave everyone a card on which his or her ethnicity was written. This radically based practices between Hutus and Tutsis from 1930 to 1994 brought the background conflict in the country to a peak. And despite a concerted last-minute UN intervention in 1994, 800,000 Rwandans lost their lives in just 100 days. The documentary Shake Hands with the Devil, The Journey of Romero Dallaire, in which the commander of the UN Peace Force during the genocide describes those events, describes how the racism in the region was supported by Darwinist circles. The problem that essentially was created by the Belgians, who had this country as a colony, and through their whole ethnicity exercise, and their anthropologists who had gone on a wild sphere of idiotic theories and sizes of heads, and this and that, and the administrators included the ethnicity of the on the ID cards. And then that splits the country and identifies you as elements of difference. I understand the intense ethnic hatred weren't really in the soul of Hutus and Tutsis, but were encouraged by the imperial powers over the years. According to social Darwinism, people's skulls need to be measured in classifications made on that basis. Under the twisted way of thinking, members of supposed inferior classes must be ruthlessly eliminated and exploited. For these people who believe that only when such savagery is applied can human beings, societies progress, and massacres, genocide, cruelty, and ruthlessness on that path are to be regarded as successes. People, societies, cultures, and nations that fail to achieve that success must be eliminated. This is without doubt a most twisted and dangerous way of thinking. The dangers of Darwinism must not be ignored. We must not forget that Darwinism, social models based on Darwinism, have inflicted the most awful tragedies on mankind. But the moral values commanded by Allah and revealed in the Quran will always bring them well-being, peace, and tranquility. If the pains of the last century are finally to come to an end in the 21st century, and if this century is to be one of peace, then an end must be put to dogmatic Darwinist education.
www.harunyaya.com